One banana, two banana, three bananas, four.
What happens when you take a classically trained opera singer and introduce him to folk music? You get the music powerhouse, Steve Ames. Our story starts in Decatur, Illinois, where a young Ames began his vocal journey.
You know, when I was a kid, I did like a show choir and like summer stock and, you know, stuff like that. And then started taking private lessons. I wanted to start, you know, taking voice lessons. So I did that in, I think I was a freshman in high school, so 14 or 15. And that teacher is who kind of then started me getting into more serious types of singing. And, you know, like, you know, we started doing musical theater and then kind of moved into opera. And that was actually Pearl Yaden, because at the time she lived in Decatur, my hometown, and was a professor at Millikan University. And then she, when I left high school, she ended up moving down here and working at you know, SMS. And I went to Eastern Illinois University for a year and then came down here.
So is she the reason you are here in Springfield?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Pearl and I had stayed in contact, and I went to Eastern Illinois, which is in Charleston, Illinois, and I just wasn't, you know, wasn't a good fit for me, and we'd stayed in touch. And she's like, well, you might like Springfield. So I came down, checked it out, and I did like it. So I ended up coming down to school here and, you know, being in the opera workshop program with Pearl, you know, and doing choir with Guy Webb.
During that 1 year at Eastern Illinois, Ames had a roommate by the name of Keith Owens. If that name sounds familiar to you, that's because he's also now living in Springfield. Ames was impressed with Owens because he played the guitar.
And I'd never really, like, I'd always kind of liked, you know, guitar and stuff, but I just kind of never felt I was qualified to even try.
Soon enough, Ames let that feeling melt away.
So, yeah, Keith played guitar and had a bunch of, you know, songbooks and would play, like, Indigo Girls and, you know, Bob Dylan and some early Paul Simon stuff and a little more, like, kind of folky music, and it seemed, I mean, I watched him play, and I was like, well, heck, I could, you know, I could do that. So when I moved here, Keith came to visit me, and he came down, and he and I went to a pawn shop down on South Street, and I bought an old Fender F-25, like, pasteboard guitar for $70 from this pawn shop, and that's kind of what I started to learn on. And so moving down here, like, the first year I was here, you know, I started, you know, doing the opera workshop with Pearl, and that's when I also got my first guitar and started, you know, got into, you know, starting writing songs and you know, kind of getting more into to that sort of musical expression part of my life.
Before he knew it, Ames was thrust into the Springfield music scene in a way that would leave a lasting impact.
A guy named Michael Fletcher, who's a great composer and a super nice guy, but he had grown up in Lebanon and knew Mark Ballou and had told me, like, oh, you should go meet my friend Mark from high school or, you know, whatever. And you know, it was back when Mark hosted the open mic night down at the bar next door.
This was like, a long time ago.
Pre-Big Smith.
Yeah. Like,
I was actually at the first Big Smith show, took place at the second half of that open mic night one time, and I happened to be there.
As Ames gained confidence in his guitar playing, songwriting became a part of his life. His opera background influenced the way he would craft a song.
My background in opera musical theater, I think, informs some of my, like, songwriting choices, and you know, because I write loud, you know, sort of bombastic music sometimes. I think it carries over that, because that was what I really, like, that's what drew me to opera. It wasn't even that I, like, loved opera. Like, I wasn't super into, like, old dead composers and,
sure,
like, you know, 400-year-old, you know, songs and stories, but it was the actual physical demands and the challenge of it. Like, it was just, it was, you know, like, hey, this is a thing that I can do, you know, and, like, not everybody can do it, and I can do it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's you know, it's kind of like sports in a way.
Thanks for tuning into Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.
I was told this old world was the best world. And I know my fair love was the best girl. Her daddy did, he couldn't see his way clear to say, okay.